answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Overnight, a rapidly unfolding situation. The U.S. in active pursuit of a sanctioned dark fleet vessel fleeing the Caribbean. A U.S. official tells ABC News the Coast Guard attempting to intercept an oil tanker that's part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion. That official adding the ship is flying a false flag and under a judicial seizure order. On Saturday, an elite Coast Guard tactical team seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. 10 days earlier, American forces rappelled from helicopters onto another oil tanker's deck to take control of that ship. Venezuela's government hitting back, calling the seizures theft and hijacking.
Thefts and hijacking, and of course that is the latest as we continue to try to shut down, blockade Venezuelan oil going in or out for Venezuela. Money that they collect and then goes into various terrorist activities, narco activities they have in Venezuela, and then money they get paid on the other end going to various terrorist groups around the world. So we now have a Coast Guard in last report still tracking down a tanker. I'm sure they've got it in sight, trying to decide what to do next. We'll get into that in more detail. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, December 22nd, 2025. Oh, so close to that magic day. And I remind you, it's not just about Santa Claus. It's about the birth of our Jesus Christ, our Savior, aside from all the commercialism. Larry Connors, USA, we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. And with every program, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave each hour with more knowledge than you have right this moment. We promise you that. And in fact, coming up in the next hour, CBS 60 Minutes just cannot seem to get its footing again. Once again under fire by some inside CBS 60 Minutes, claiming you're using politics to edit a piece that should have aired. It was promoted to air on 60 Minutes yesterday. Promoted, video already shown in promotion, and suddenly gets spiked. Why? Well, the new director of CBS News says, it's not politics. It's not politics. There's something else in play. But even Morning Joe and Mika Brzezinski on MSN Now admit, no, this is politics. They're admitting it. That doesn't bode well for 60 Minutes when the left continues to say, yeah, you're playing politics. We'll get into that in more detail. And also, Johnny Carson had a list of guests he did not want ever to be back on his program, if ever the first time. We'll share that list with you again coming up in our second hour. Later this hour, how leftist blue policies are destroying states. This case we're going to shine the light on can certainly reflect what you could see for the future of Illinois. The future of Illinois could be summed up by what we're going to see with our guest coming up later. Plus, our story behind the story today, a young kid who wants to grow up to be a cowboy. Guess who the kid is? And guess how that went? Not playing a cowboy today, but you never know when I might slip into the cowboy mode. That'll be coming up later. Just a light fun time on here, December 22nd. Back to the issue about this Coast Guard trying to pursue a third sanctioned oil tanker near Venezuelan waters. And again, this is on the information we have now. Maria Bartiromo talking to Gordon Chain.
Claims that the U.S. violated international... Welcome back. We've got breaking news this morning. China's foreign ministry claims that the U.S. violated international law after intercepting a China-bound oil tanker off of the Venezuelan coast. This comes just days after President Trump announced a full blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers traveling in and out of Venezuela. The U.S. reportedly pursuing a third sanctioned oil tanker as well on Sunday. Joining me now is Gatestone Institute Senior Fellow Gordon Chang. Gordon, your reaction?
Well, Merry Christmas. I think that the Trump administration is doing the right thing. For decades, the international community, through the Security Council of the UN and through other bodies, have imposed these sanctions on various bad actors, but has very rarely enforced them. You know, kudos to President Trump for saying, look, we're going to enforce the rules. Because if you don't enforce the rules, what's the point of having them?
Right.
So this is a significant turn, not only for Venezuela and the United States, but for the international community at large.
And he's absolutely right. If you're going to put sanctions in place, if you're not going to enforce them, what good does that do? That is kind of like Joe Biden and our open borders. If we have a border, and we're not going to enforce it, we don't really have a border. Thank you, Joe Biden, because you did destroy our border. That has turned around rapidly, and we'll get into that in a little bit more detail later. But Gordon Chang nailing it. If you're going to put sanctions in place, unless you're going to enforce them, they mean nothing. They mean absolutely nothing. One U.S. official said this tanker is flying under a false flag. They do have a judicial seizure order. Others familiar with the matter say that the Bella One, the ship, has already been boarded. Exactly what happens next, we're not sure. Reuters citing information from independent tracking website tankertrackers.com. Didn't know that existed, do you? Tankertrackers.com said the tanker previously carried Iranian crude. And both reports coming hours after they apparently did seize it near the coast of Venezuela Sunday, boarding was the next position. Were they going to do it, and have they done it already? I have no doubt they probably have, but it's still a story in play. And watch for the other countries say, you can't do that. Well, we are. In the meantime, in Russia, a top lieutenant general, former commander of the Russian forces in Syria, head of the operational training for the general staff of the Russian Armed Forces, died in a car bomb. He drove his car out of a residential block in Moscow early this morning. Boom. Massive boom. They say the visibly bloodied wreckage, which Kremlin is saying was destroyed by an explosive device, now being examined for forensic clues. The Kremlin says they're certain Ukraine is behind it. I wouldn't be so sure of that. Indirectly, maybe Ukraine, but with the war going on and continuing, Russia and Ukraine, and many inside Russia do not want it, they're done with it, and Putin keeps pushing it, I wouldn't be so sure that Russian dissidents didn't place the bomb under his car. Now, that's speculation, but I'm saying I'm not so sure I'd point directly to Ukraine. Could Ukraine figure into it? Yes. But he was killed, and this is apparently another report from Ukraine that came out on it. Notes he has been liquidated. Ukraine's going to jump in and take credit for it. But I got to keep in mind, and you should keep in mind, all those inside Russia that are upset with what Putin has been doing. Now, turning to the Epstein files, the latest on redacting, apparently, some of the redactions that were made the other day before the papers were handed out. Left is looking for ways to destroy Trump through the Epstein files. They want you to forget something very, very important.
To be clear, releasing the files is not what President Trump has ever had an issue with. When he calls this a hoax, he's talking about the fact that there's this narrative out there that the Department of Justice is somehow hiding or protecting information about him, which is completely false, as evidenced by the fact that the Epstein files existed for years and years and years, and you did not hear a peep out of a single Democrat for the past 4 years. And yet we're supposed to believe that, lo and behold, all of a sudden, out of the blue, Senator Schumer suddenly cares about the Epstein files. Yep. That's the hoax. And that's the hoax that has existed for months and months and months. This isn't about whether we would release or not release the Epstein files. As a general matter, we do not release the files of criminal investigations and prosecutions. Yeah. There's laws around that. There's laws that protect victims, that protect the innocent. So we're doing something here that is more transparent than we've done in any criminal investigation in the history of this country. Don't forget that.
And the other point to drive home, the Epstein files existed for years, and the Democrats under the Biden administration said nothing. They did nothing. That's Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, as he appeared on NBC Meet the Press. But in the meantime, the Democrats continue to cry foul.
It is outrageous that with all the time they had to prepare, they have failed to release the full Epstein files.
The Trump administration continues to stonewall, continues to not provide us full transcripts, and clearly they don't have a real interest in transparency.
They're just simply willfully withholding the materials. I think the Judiciary Committee should do its real oversight.
Chairman Comer, what's your response to all of that?
Well, give me a break. Anytime I see Adam Schiff on there being outraged, it just makes me want to vomit in my mouth. But at the end of the day, where was the Democrat outrage over the 4 years of Merrick Garland being Attorney General and Joe Biden being president? I mean, this information could have been released decades ago.
Yeah, and why wasn't it? Good question. Well, there was one photo that showed Bill Clinton in a hot tub. And apparently one or two women in the tub with him. Clothed or not, I don't know, because they were blacked out to protect the victims, not Bill Clinton. And there was another picture involving Trump. We'll come back to that in a moment. Eric Swalwell, though, you know, the one who had Bang Bang, the Chinese communist spy as his lover, he thinks he can get into this and mix it up as well.
What do you say to critics who think that the release so far is cherry-picked or inconsequential?
I don't know the full extent to Donald Trump's involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. Nobody other than Donald Trump knows the answer to that, but he is sure acting like somebody who doesn't want you to know the answer to that. Laura, and as you know, as a federal prosecutor, judges instruct juries every day that a witness or defendant's efforts to conceal evidence or destroy evidence can be used to infer they did something wrong. So I don't know why he would act so guilty if he didn't do anything wrong. But the American people at least deserve to know how close their president was to the most notorious child sex trafficker in American history.
Can the Department of Justice face any real meaningful consequences for not fully complying with the, and the name says it all, the Epstein Files Transparency Act?
The bottom line is this. For the last year, Democrats have asked Donald Trump to release the Epstein files. Instead, all he's done is release George Santos. That's preposterous, and he should just be forthcoming with the American people.
Now, Swalwell, you're a perfect one to raise that issue. You who were betting a Chinese communist spy. And, of course, Swalwell has protection of the other leftists. So what can we do to smear Trump? Now, I don't know what Trump was involved in or not. And if they're covering it up, I want it open. I want everything transparent. When the redaction piece came out last week, I thought, that's way too many redactions. There's got to be something that can be lifted. And sure enough, apparently, Attorney General Bondi, under outcry, and gladly she is doing so, going back and unredacting some of that was redacted. If it's not an issue of national security, which I don't see how it could be, and if it's not protecting victims, which certainly could be an issue, I want it opened up, all of it, all of it. And get rid of these little nitwits like Swalwell comes around rumoring and gossiping. Trump's got to be deeply involved. And by his own admission, admitting, we could have done it a year ago. Well, you could have done it during the Biden administration, but you didn't want to do it. There is an issue with one photo of Trump. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
You were referencing the 15 files released Friday. They disappeared from DOJ's website yesterday, including this photo of what looks like a desk with a drawer open containing photos of Donald Trump. Just to be very clear, to put a fine point on it, why were these files taken down? You're saying it was at the direction of a judge?
Well, you can see in that photo, there's photographs of women. And so we learned after releasing that photograph that there were concerns about those women and the fact that we had put that photo up. So we pulled that photo down. It has nothing to do with President Trump. There are dozens of photos of President Trump already released to the public, seeing him with Mr. Epstein. He has said that in the 90s and early 2000s, he socialized with him. So the absurdity of us pulling down a photo, a single photo, because President Trump was in it, is laughable. And the fact that everybody's trying to act like that's the case is a reflection of their true motivation. But the reality is anybody, any victim, any victim's lawyers, any victim rights group can reach out to us and say, hey, Department of Justice, there's a document, there's a photo, there's something within the Epstein files that identifies me. And we will then, of course, pull that off and investigate.
Now, the Department of Justice did restore that online photo from the files that contained an image showing President Trump because there was backlash over its removal. And I say good. If there's backlash over removing it, we want it back in. The Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche did say the DOJ removal involved several Epstein-filed documents, and they did it to comply with part of a federal court order over protecting the victims. Taking Trump's picture out does not protect the victims. I do not buy that. Blanche denied the request of a specific photo having anything to do with showing the images of Trump. Now, the picture I've seen, he's surrounded by 8 to 10 or more women. I don't know if it's from one of the Miss Universe contests that he was overseeing. And all their faces are blacked out. You can't identify who they are. But you're showing Trump. Again, I don't know the context, nor do you. But the left wants to tell you what the context is, and that is that Trump was doing something unsavory. Oh, what about Bill Clinton in the hot tub? You can say what you want about it, but the left just wants to ignore that. Once again, a input from some of those who think they know everything. Ari Melber, MSN Now.
The president has just posted on his social network that he has now signed the Epstein Files Transparency Act.
We're just hearing that Trump has signed the Epstein Act.
Donald Trump put his surrender and humiliation in writing in capital letters.
He didn't do it in front of the cameras. He likes to do everything in front of the cameras, not this.
Trump does like cameras. In fact, Donald Trump, through a very long public career, has followed the pretty cliched claim that any press is good press. But I guess that has its limits when it comes to press about blatantly hiding a sex trafficker's files. Why would you do that?
Well, if he did blatantly do that and there was reason it should be unveiled, I'm with you. But all you're doing is pouring more fuel on the fire of a story that has no foundation, more allegations, more rumors. Get to the bottom of it. When we get to the bottom of it, everything should be released except to protect victims. I know some out there don't want that to happen. Well, you should. You want full transparency, don't you? I do. Coming up, we're going to look to the state of Oregon. And you might well see in Oregon the future of Illinois. Illinois residents, you need to pay particular attention to this story. That's still coming up. It is not going to be good for Illinois. You can see the path you're headed down. And today's story behind the story, growing up to be a cowboy or not, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
As we were going to the break, I was telling our Illinois audience, if you want to see where Illinois could be in the future, look to the west. Look to the west. And there is the state of Oregon. And a perfect example, rural regions in Oregon feel beholden and held captive by Portland and everything else. It's very similar to Illinois, Southern Illinois being held captive by Chicago and the blue push. Southern Illinois is not blue, but out of the Chicago and elsewhere, Springfield, comes a big blue push. My guest has been looking at Oregon in particular, Dennis Neal, author of the forthcoming Oregoners. Dennis, welcome aboard.
It's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time, Larry, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, you bet. Your book is obviously, and you have anchored CNBC, Fox Business, Wall Street Journal, and Forbes Business as well. Your book is looking at how Oregon citizens are trying to take action as their state is facing an economic crisis because of the blue devil.
I'll tell you, being a New Yorker for 40 years, and we just elected a Muslim socialist to become our next mayor.
Did here. You vote that way?
I became fascinated with Oregon because, you know, in Portland, voters there last November said to New York, hey, hold my beer. They elected 4 avowed socialists to the council who have 2 allies, and so they basically dominate the city agenda now. You've got a place that's been whipsawed by COVID and the George Floyd riots. It still hasn't recovered from a lot of that. In Portland, there's a 35% vacancy rate, roughly, in downtown office space. There's 4 times the homeless rate per capita in the nation. In that place, they spend over $700 million a year on that problem that never ceases to go away. And the regulation is strangling businesses, and the taxes are among the highest in the country, number 2 only to New York City.
Mm. And as I said for the Illinois listeners, look at what's happening there. That could happen in Illinois, and it's already happening to some extent. Your book, Oregoners, says the state is going to be gone if they continue this route.
Yeah, well, and Oregoners is kind of my reference to those who are leaving the state, running away from it. You know, they're losing $1 billion a year in annual income as high earners leave the state. They passed in Multnomah County that encompasses Portland. They passed a new preschool for all so that all kids before age 5, by golly, they can go to free preschool. But we're only going to tax people who earn $250,000 a year. And by the way, you people who pay that tax, you can't send your kids to that free preschool. So it turns out they tracked the 1,000 richest taxpayers in the county. And in the 3 years after that tax was imposed, 300 of them left, moved out.
Well, this is not overnight. It's been building for the last four decades, and no one was shouting, stop it, or they just jumped on the train.
Yeah, you know what? It's I talked to one guy, he's a Democrat operative there, who played a key role in helping them in the past 20 years. The Democrats become a supermajority party, 60% of the vote in the House and the Senate. That means the Republicans really don't get to stop anything. That new tax that they passed, it just triggered a revolt that was passed without a single Republican vote. And the guy who helped them deliver the supermajority said he realized later, my gosh, if you just keep reelecting the same party, you have no diversity of ideas, no challenging things that don't work. When things aren't working, how do you ever make anything better? Which is a little belated realization for him after he helped deliver this supermajority. But now you do have signs of a rebellion, right? You have, I had breakfast with Bruce Starr, minority leader, Republican leader of the Senate, and he's one of the leaders of this effort to gather ballot signatures to try to overturn this Governor Kotek signed big tax increase, $4 billion or more in extra taxes over the next few years. And sure enough, they needed 72,000 signatures. They got almost 200,000 in a matter of weeks.
Well, that suggests the voters are rebelling, but is it really going to come to fruition, or is it just talk at this point?
You know, this state, more than any other, guides itself less by legislative initiative and more by voter ballots. And this ability, you know, I know one guy, he's working on a city ballot to get on there to say, hey, we've got this huge surplus of, like, I think it's $250 million or $500 million in climate change tax that they passed.
Yeah.
Let's take $50 million of that and hire 400 more cops on top of the 800 we have in Portland. Another guy's working on 11 ballot proposals statewide aimed at kind of enforcing better a better response and better standards on a government that refuses to really hold itself accountable. You know, the union domination of this state is startling to me. My gosh, four government worker unions kind of run things, and they pick who runs, they pick who gets the support, they put millions of dollars into campaigns. It's unlimited there, I think, unlike most other states that kind of control how much their public government worker unions can contribute, because, you know, they're paid with our tax dollars, and to sit there and have them then use their own dues to then pay the politicians to continue to raise their contracts is just kind of not very good business.
Dennis, we're listening to Dennis Neal, best-selling author of the forthcoming Oregoners. With that in mind, when you talk about the unions, how much rank and file inside the union membership is upset with the direction?
You know, I have no information on that whatsoever, but let me go ahead and try to hazard a guess, because, you know, this poll taken of voters in late September showed that 67% of voters across the board agreed with the statement that Oregon is on the seriously wrong track economically. And the only sectors that are growing, you know, Oregon, its stronghold was manufacturing, Intel, Nike, but it ranks at the bottom of the nation in manufacturing growth now, right? Well, that affects union jobs, and the taxes are just, you know, kind of crushing business, and the regulation. You know, what they did to the timber industry down there is just, three decades later, tragedy. They destroyed that industry, and yet that freaking spotted owl, you know, there's 2,500 of them left, you know, to heck with that bird.
Well, if you're looking at on that basis and the demographics, sometimes you can look to the youth vote and see there'll be change coming. But you're indicating the young people are fleeing Oregon.
Yeah, they sure are. And that becomes an issue because people are realizing, you know, as my children grow up, they're going to be moving out of here. Bruce Starr has a son that moved to Washington, Vancouver or Washington, just to get away from the higher taxes in Portland. So I just can't stay here and pay that, Dad. And, you know, Carla Chambers, who spoke at the leadership summit, she's owns a farm, Stalbush Farms in Corvallis, Oregon. She talked about having to go visit her grandchildren in Idaho because her grown children couldn't find work there. That's a quality of life issue. And, you know, I went to that leadership summit. I heard the governor speak. I heard the mayor speak in a breakout session. I went up and talked to him afterward. And overall, there seems to be a state of denial on the part of the political leaders and the government leaders in the state. They just don't seem scared enough yet.
Well, because they're already protected. They're locked in, correct?
Well, you know what? Yes, I talked to one guy, an entrepreneur there, who said, look, every other entity alive gets judged by its outcomes, by its results. But government is the only one where there's a different measurement, and that is, do I continue to get elected? That's all that matters. Results don't matter until it affects the actual vote there.
Yeah,
so maybe this 200 signatures, the 200,000 signatures and this rebellion, you know, maybe, Larry, that's a sign that the voters are waking up.
Well, that's where the rubber would hit the road. I want to give you a quick moment about Save Our Cities. I know you're a spokesman for that. What exactly is Save Our Cities?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a spokesman. That's just, you know, the guys who are helping me book this stuff, I got it wrong. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I just happened, in all of my research, I came across great polling work done by a firm, Public Opinion Strategies, on the part of Save Our Cities. That's how I came to them. And they're just one of these public interest groups. You know, I'm sure they're probably backed by businesses or something. I haven't really looked at it at all. But it's I've been struck, Larry, by how many people want to talk to me. I've been to Portland twice in the past month, and I've interviewed probably over 25 people, very prominent people. They all want to tell their story because they are worried for their state and they feel like it's headed south. You know, in fact, the consensus that I'm getting is that, well, we're not going to really fix it yet because we just haven't hit bottom yet.
That's
they're headed there.
That's not a good idea. Wait to hit the bottom. Dennis Neal, I want to thank you. And again, he's the author of the forthcoming Oregoners. Thank you, and wishing you and your family a most blessed Christmas.
You too. Thanks so much, and have a glorious day, sir.
Thank you. Dennis Neal. And part of the thing he was pointing out that we didn't get into great detail, that one survey, two-thirds of Oregon voters, two-thirds, say the state is headed in a seriously wrong direction. Two-thirds, and they continue to just go down that path? As he said, they just haven't hit bottom yet. Some have, and some are looking to get out, but where are they going to go? If they're going to Washington State, I don't think that's going to be that much better, because eventually that will also turn. For those who love the idea of the Northwest and everything that's up there, there has been a great opportunity, beautiful country, and look who's ruining it. The blue left is not only ruining it, they're setting it afire. Might as well burn down all the timber in that region. Well, coming up, our new feature, Story Behind the Story. This time, more of a personal story. Yep, the days I wanted to be a cowboy.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Yeah, there you go.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. Begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Well, that's what I want to be. And then, you know, as we end the year, get to the end of the year, it's kind of a time to reflect back over what you've done, not just this year, but your life in some cases. And that's kind of what we're doing with today's story behind the story. As you have heard me say before, I grew up in West Texas. My dad was in the oil field business. Dad always wanted to have enough money to buy us a ranch and have horses and cattle. Unfortunately, he never got to that point. But my granddad worked what we called a farm in East Texas. It wasn't really a farm, didn't grow any crops. He was overseeing the cattle being raised by the man who owned the cotton gin. If you own the cotton gin in a community, you were pretty rich. And granddad basically was, I guess you could call it sharecropping without dealing with crops, but his job was to oversee the cattle spread across Crockett, Texas, and the areas beyond. There were probably 3,000+ cattle in different pastures. Crockett in East Texas, if you think you've been in humidity, you have not been it until you get to the swampy summers of East Texas. When you see ground squirrels eye level trying to dig into the ground, what they think is the ground, they're trying to dig into the humidity to get below, that is deep, deep East Texas, and it is swampy, nasty. You could not walk out the door without suddenly sweating everywhere. But now you're on top of a horse, and you're trying to round up cattle. And you're going through the thickets of East Texas, and every tree, every bush, as Granddad said, has a tick waiting to jump on you. He was sure that they liked to ambush you. Now, I do know every time we'd come in, grandmother would draw a big tub for me and make me go sit in it, and filled with lye as well, I guess, to force the ticks to let go and float to the top. It was painful either way. But I loved it. In fact, from the age 13, I would spend every summer. And I know in the beginning I was more trouble than I was worth helping Granddad. But again, I loved it. My brother would go back with the family and play baseball. He was a better baseball player than me, but I was going to be a cowboy. That was my intent. And roping and doing whatever I could. And sometimes it was the nastiest job you could get. Just like when I went to work in the oil field as a roustabout. Always get the nasty job, but that builds character, in my opinion. And there are a lot of young men and women that could benefit by working on a ranch, dealing with horses, learning how to care for them, cleaning out the stalls, dealing with cattle, constantly moving them around from one field to the other. And back then, we had an old spray machine we would tow behind the pickup and the trailer. This thing was filled with various chemicals that I have no idea what it was good for us or not, but we're cranking up that machine and spraying the cattle for ticks and everything else. And then sometimes we'd have to grab the calves and worm them. We had a little dauber we'd put in their navel to make sure worms didn't get in. And every time you grab one of those calves, you got a mama cow that doesn't want you to have her calf. And the calf is bleeding and crying out, and mama is right there. I remember one time we had to put the calf inside the horse trailer so Granddad could work on it. It had not only a problem with the worms, but also had other issues. So he's in there trying to work, and the cow, the mama cow, is trying to climb into the horse trailer with him. And she'd gotten in there, and I don't know what would have happened, but I know Granddad kept saying, get her off, get her off. So I'm out there shooing, and she could care less about this little pit kid over here yelling at her. And we had times where we'd have to round them up out of the thickets of East Texas. And there was no easy way to rope a cow in those conditions. And especially if you're trying to get some of the Brahma bulls out of the thicket so you could treat them. And they were not going to go willingly. They liked where they were, and they did not like you coming at all. Granddad had a good cutting horse. If you've ever watched a cutting horse, they are amazing. You could just basically sit in the saddle and they will cut a cow out of the herd for you. But I didn't have that kind of horse. I had to work it on my own. And you get used to making wrong decisions. And you get used to the horse deciding, I don't want you on my back anymore, trying to sweep you off under some low-hanging branches. So you just held on and continued to the best you could. Now, if it makes this sound like something I was being punished by having to do. No, I wanted to do it. I wanted every bit of it. At the end of the day, you felt like you'd really accomplished something. And then we had these little rodeos. Every weekend, a county rodeo. And Granddad would make sure that we got to go to them. But the problem I faced, going to the rodeo was going to be a lot of fun, but I was never allowed to do what I wanted to do. Due to my age, I was only allowed to do barrel wrestling, racing, and to me, that's the girls were doing that, and they were, and they had better horses. My cow horse was not trained to race around barrels, so I was beat all the time by the girls. That didn't sit well with me. The other thing I could do is roping, but roping goats. Roping goats? I'm roping cattle, yanking them out of the thickets of East Texas. I wasn't strong enough to rope and steer wrestle. I couldn't do that. But there was something else I could do. But Granddad had a problem with it, and he said, do not let your mama hear about this. Oh, yeah. There's more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton. Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. It's not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Behind the story.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Little warm different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Yeah, but a cowboy is something to admire. At least it was at my tender age of 13 and working with Granddad in East Texas. And even now. You know, I do miss an opportunity to ride a horse. I haven't been on one in a long time. And when my girls were younger, we took a trip to a dude ranch out in Arizona. It was a working ranch. Now, they were not working the cattle, but they got to ride with the cattle and move them along a little bit. And I thought that's a good experience. It's a good experience for every kid to understand life in the saddle. Now, one thing I did want to do, if I could not participate in the rodeos on the event I wanted, well, then how was I going to get around it? This particular event I wanted to participate in, bull riding. Now, these were not the Brahma bulls you see on the PBR. Not that circuit. They are Brahma bulls, and they don't want you on your back, on their back, and so they don't care if they're in the PBR or not. They're going to get rid of you. The problem I had, my age. So the year I signed up, I told Granddad, I signed up this year, I'm going to be riding the bulls. He said, you can't do that. And I said, why not? He said, well, you got to be 14. Or actually, it's 15 then. I said, well, Granddad, I just had a birthday. Yeah, I know you did. And you just turned 14, so you can't do that. Well, of course, then no one bothered checking. Well, I didn't have an ID. If I told him I was 15, hold on to ride, okay, kid, get on. Hold on. Good luck. 8 seconds on a bull is a long time. And at that time, they weren't using automatic timers. You had a guy with a stopwatch. And if he didn't push the start button in time, you did not get a full 8 seconds, even if you lasted that long. Granddad said, you better not let your mama hear. Now, I know Dad ended up hearing about it. They were back in West Texas as he was working and Mom was watching with my brother and sisters going through the rest of summer. But I know Dad learned about it because at one time, and I've still got the mark on the inside of an ankle where I got stepped on. Split the boot. I think I've told some of you about that before. And my biggest concern, I got to buy new boots. Granddad didn't have the money for it. Now, I have no idea what those boots would have cost at that time. But Dad told me, he said, I'll send the money to Granddad. When you get home, you got to work them off. You got to pay for it. The life of a cowboy isn't always luxury and roses, is it? Hard times. But I will say I was very blessed. I never really got hurt. Got stepped on a few times, more than once. Thrown off, had a hoof fly past my face, throwing dust into it, but God protected the fool. And that's pretty much what I was. How many bulls did I ride? Over those summers, I had them all up. I might, maybe 50, maybe a little more, maybe less. But it was a good experience. And I sometimes would walk away limping, but I was right back at the saddle the next day. And one of the places Granddad always liked to do, one of the pastures we'd go to, had a place called the Arbors. It's a little church out in the thickets of East Texas, under the piney trees. And they had a well out in front of the church. They had some covered picnic tables where folks could have a Sunday lunch. And the well is where you got your water. You dropped a pail down into this well and then slowly brought it back up. That water, so sweet, cool, a little metallic tasting, had a lot of minerals in it. But on a hot day in East Texas, any water was good. So when it came midday, Granddad would say, we're done for a while, have our lunch, and then he would take a nap on the picnic tables. Me, I'd just start walking around, see what I could get into. Hopefully not any trouble. And when he was rested, back to the horse, back to getting the cattle out of the brush. I have thanked God, I don't know how many times, for the memories my granddad gave me, sharing that part of his life. And my other granddad on my mother's side He didn't have anything like that, but he ended up having a lake house, and he taught me about catfish trot lines. You look back over your past and your grandparents or your parents or even friends of the family, how many memories they gave you sharing their life, their lives with you. You can't take that away. And I do remember the day my granddad passed. It was heartbreaking in a way I never thought it would be. And to this day. And now he's buried in a cemetery in the midst of the East Texas woods. But boy, did he give me memories to carry the rest of my life. And again, I think any child that has an opportunity to work with cattle and horses, they learn more about themselves, they learn discipline, they learn respect, and they learn courage, and they learn what they can do. And they learn there's not much they can't do if they put their mind to it. Character building. Thank you, Granddad. Thank you, God, for that opportunity. Tomorrow, our story behind the story, Paul Harvey. A lot of folks say, this kind of reminds me of this story behind the story you've been doing of Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. Well, I will agree. And in fact, I have to admit that it's kind of patterned after what he did, but these are stories I bring up. And I want to deal tomorrow with Paul Harvey himself. And one story in particular, he would always tell around Christmas, the one about the birds. If you didn't know it, you will hear it tomorrow. The story behind the story, Paul Harvey. Our second hour is still to come. And of course, I remind you, do not forget our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.